This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Biden administration's special envoy to Haiti resigned in protest of inhumane large-scale expulsion of Haitian migrants to their homeland as it is racked by civil strife and natural disaster. Daniel Foote was appointed to the position in July following the assassination of Haiti's President Jovenel Moïse. At a news conference, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Daniel Foote was able to speak his mind.
His purview was, of course, being the special envoy on the ground. His positions were and his views were put forward. They were valued. They were heard. Different policy decisions were made in some circumstances.
Even before migrant expulsions from the small Texas border town of Del Rio started, the career diplomat was known to be deeply frustrated with what he considered a lack of urgency in Washington and a glacial pace on efforts to improve conditions in Haiti. Mexican authorities are moving to expel Haitians who had been gathering in large numbers at a border town along the Rio Grande. AP's Jennifer King has more.
Haitian migrants who've been camping in Mexico in a riverside park in Ciudad Acuña awoke surrounded by Mexican security forces as a helicopter thundered overhead. A fence line and a line of state police vehicles funneled migrants back to the crossing point they've been using all week. Dozens of families opted to hustle into the river and cross the border to Texas, calculating it was better to take their chances with U.S. authorities. Meanwhile, Mexican National Guard and immigration agents led overnight raids at hotels in Ciudad Acuña where Haitian migrants had been staying. People who were detained were let out with their hands secured behind their backs and loaded into a van. Mexico is flying plane loads of Haitian migrants to southern cities and trying to keep more from reaching the northern border. I'm Jennifer King.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news,